Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. Health Information Technology, or Health IT, has the potential to transform the practice of healthcare by reducing cost, improving quality, and enabling a patient-centered approach to care. Simply put, health information technology is just a way of collecting and moving around information. It can be viewed as the circulatory system for information. Information is the lifeblood of medicine, health IT, the heart and arteries of that information. While health IT offers much promise, there is a need for leadership, coordinated action, unity of effort, and common agreement for this promise to become a reality. What are the benefits of using health IT? What does meaningful use mean as relates to electronic health records? And how has the national adoption and use of health IT, especially electronic health records, progressed? What more needs to be done? We'll explore these questions and so much more with our very special guest, Dr. Farzad Mostashari, National Coordinator for Health IT within the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Doctor, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Thank you.
Also joining our conversation from IBM is Gio Patterson. Gio, welcome.
Thank you.
So before we delve into specific initiatives, perhaps you can give us a brief overview of the history and mission of the Office of National Coordinator for Health IT. Could you tell us a little bit about how it's organized and what it does?
Yeah, absolutely. We coordinate U.S. national policies and work on standards for the health information technology sector in the United States. We regulate electronic health records through our certification program, and we work with our colleagues at CMS on defining the principles and the rules behind the meaningful use health IT incentive program for doctors and hospitals and the certification criteria and standards for the electronic health records. I'm very proud of the work that these 170 dedicated public servants do every day. The office was started, and I think this goes a little bit to the point that this really has always been a nonpartisan, bipartisan issue. It was actually created under President Bush under executive order. David Brailer was the first national coordinator. When I joined the federal government in 2009 under David Blumenthal, there were 31 or 32 individuals in that office. We've now since grown, obviously, with the much greater range of responsibilities and the authorities given under HITECH. But we are still, I think, relatively small, but fulfill a key coordination role.
What kind of budget do you have?
Our budget is the same as it was under David Brailer 8 years ago. Hasn't been adjusted for inflation even, and it's around $60 million.
I'd like to focus more on your specific responsibilities as the National Coordinator of Health IT. What are your duties and areas under your purview? And more interestingly, how do your efforts support the overall mission of HHS?
That last part is the key, and we really do try to work backwards from the goals to what we need to do. So the goals really of getting to better health for all Americans, better health care, and lower cost. And we know that our healthcare system, anyone who's been a patient or worse yet, loved someone who's a patient in a hospital or sick, knows how the healthcare system in some very obvious ways doesn't meet the ideals of the people who work in there. And we also know that there's a lot of things we don't know in terms of the ways the system fails people in ways that you never actually know about. And in particular, I think it's those errors of omission, the follow-ups that don't happen, the care coordination that doesn't happen, the people who don't talk to each other, the welcoming of the patient's participation, the family's participation in their health care. Those all contribute to the fact that we're paying twice as much as other countries and getting worse health outcomes for it. And if we're going to change that, and I think we are going to change that, I'm actually tremendously optimistic, there needs to be new incentives for healthcare, a new culture, frankly, in terms of how we deal with patients and with prevention. But you can't really do some of those things without having a technology infrastructure. And that's what I see are the core unique part of our mandate And what we need to contribute to the national conversation and to our colleagues at Health and Human Services is the creation of a national infrastructure that can help us learn, that can help us measure care, that can help us improve care, that can help us relate to patients, that can help us coordinate care, that can help us do population health management. Those are some of the key things that I see as being really, if we can't help provide that infrastructure, that foundation, we will not have done our job.
Mm-hmm. In a sense, I don't know if you want to call them operational challenges, but I'm interested to know, once you took the role as the National Health IT Coordinator, what are some of the challenges you faced?
Well,
how you sought to address them? Yeah.
Yeah. So I took over on April 8th, 2011, and some of your listeners will remember that April 8th, 2011 was the day we were supposed to shut down the government. So first and foremost among our challenges was the tremendous uncertainty around budgets. We haven't had a real budget since then, and there's been considerable uncertainty, you know, down month to month, week by week, sequester, impact on travel and conferences, impact on our ability to plan our investments. This has been, I think, a challenging time to have kind of a new initiative that has changing and dynamic needs, and obviously a sector where there's so much dynamism in terms of what's happening for that, and the requirement for us to keep up with that change and to adapt to it. And not having that ability to has really, I think, been a real challenge as the national coordinator. What has helped, frankly, has been that we, unlike some other countries, we didn't say we're going to buy all the IT, we're going to be the ones in the contracts, we're going to, you know, we're in the actual putting the systems in place in hospitals and so forth. We have taken very much an approach that I think is the American approach to solving problems, which is to say that the people who make the purchasing decisions should be the people who have to live with the systems. Mm-hmm. And we have set standards, we've created certification, we've provided incentive payments, but ultimately it's the doctors and hospitals who have to buy the systems and implement them and use them. And that partnership with industry, the partnership with providers, is where a lot of this progress made has come, has been because we have so many strong partners who are really pulling the load on this health IT journey on the outside.
Along with these challenges you've encountered, leading an organization focused on facilitating the adoption and use of health IT in ways that help improve care and improve community health and make care more efficient, you could also be fraught with unanticipated or unexpected surprises. To that end, what has surprised you most since taking your current role?
Well, one thing that has been a surprise is how quickly some of this progress has been made. Honestly, when I started here, you know, it was 96% of prescriptions were paper. Mm-hmm. And now it's the majority are electronic. Yeah. Right? Healthcare usually doesn't change that quickly, right? You know, 92% of hospitals hadn't adopted electronic health records. They did it for their billing, but not for their patient care. And now we have 80% of hospitals who are in the meaningful use program. And, you know, that's just an incredible swing.
So, Doctor, I'm interested to know, for you, what are the characteristics of an effective leader? And what lessons have you brought from your previous experience to what you've done now?
Every leader leads in their own way and in a way that makes sense for them. And I like to think that they rise to the challenge of the needs of the situation, and those needs change. One of the best things anyone ever said when I was named the national coordinator was that ONC has always had the right leader for the time. And as many of your listeners may know, I've decided that it's time for me to move on, and I fully expect the next leader to take up that gauntlet and take up that challenge in their own way. But for me personally, what has been the leadership skills that I've leaned on the most has been to help connect what we're doing with technology to really where we need to go and to map out that vision of healthcare that truly knows its patients, where all the world's knowledge is used in taking care of every patient encounter, and every patient encounter contributes to all of that world's knowledge and that learning, and that we get to a point where we don't have people dying unnecessarily as they are doing today every day. So having that motivation, mission, passion, and connecting it to the mission and passion of everyone else out there who maybe is, you know, laboring unappreciated, unsung heroes in the back room somewhere, and connecting it to this amazing trend and change that's happening, bringing that significance to bear, I think has been one of the most important things I've contributed.
What are the benefits of using health IT? We will ask Dr. Farzad Mastashari, National Coordinator for Health IT, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.